I decided I would leave today at 11:30.
Okay. 11:30, that'd be right after the... Well, no.
No, sure, that'd be about... I mean, the broadcast would be over by 11:10:45.
Right.
So we can go over... Perhaps we can... if you want to come over after the broadcast...
Okay.
We can go over a few little odds and ends.
All right, fine.
And we can get going. Let's see, what time is it now? 10 o'clock, almost, right?
Yeah. Sounded a little cheery last night.
No, it's blown up this morning.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we just talked to him.
I'll be darned.
Jews stonewalled the goddamn thing. And so we're back in the soup again.
I'll be darned.
And Henry's talking about rumbling around. He may have to go to Hanoi. He still to keep the lid on. He just can't do it. I just told him. And on the other hand, our real problem are the Russians. And I just told Al about an hour ago, look, tell the Russians that... we'll handle the thing, but they must not blow, and we're of course blaming them for blowing it by reason of their putting the story out in advance, and
that
broke it off. That isn't the real reason. Chew is just being intractable.
Yeah.
But I've determined now that in view of the way Chew's handled himself, that we have no choice but to make our own deal with the North, move out, and Chew's got his own problems. You know what I mean? It's one of those things. He may survive. We cannot simply, from a political standpoint, naturally, and also from a standpoint, right, we cannot have America's whole foreign policy hostage to Chew.
Yeah.
Don't you agree?
Absolutely.
Now, our problem, of course, here is that before the election, it's really going to be tough. I think Chew taking us on is not going to present a problem. Present a problem due to the fact that that will simply disturb the right. I mean... you see what I mean?
Yeah.
Our problem will be, and where the hell they go, our problem is going to be if the Russians, particularly the Russians, and Hanoi goes public and takes us on, that could create an enormous doubt, you know, as to whether we know how to run this store. It's not going to lose the election, as I have told Bob. I mean, nothing is going to do that.
Right.
But it can seriously erode, the confidence factor at this point. I mean, it gives an issue in the last 2 weeks that. We don't need.
Although it keeps the whole focus on Vietnam, which is a pretty good place to have it.
Well, I know, but
even if it's bad,
you think so?
Yeah.
Except that they can go out then and say, here it is. They made an offer. We ought to take it. And we are holding up prisoners. We're holding up peace because of Chew. We're going to have one hell of a time on it because they've accepted everything we've told them. And the only thing they haven't accepted, the only thing they aren't doing is withdrawing all their forces from the south. Which, of course, they've agreed over a period of time.
Yeah.
But, you know, when they say they'll get out of Cambodia, they'll get out of Laos, I mean, it's just a hell of a good deal. That's all there is to it.
Well,
so, anyway...
It's a problem, but this thing was loaded with problems all along.
Loaded with problems. I told Al that, of course, I can imagine Henry's practically up the wall. The poor son of a bitch is working night and day.
Yeah.
But the main thing is, and thank God we got Al here, we've got to restrain him from doing something that is wrong, because if he goes... I think you'll agree, if he goes trotting to Hanoi...
Right.
...and then comes back without a settlement, and then comes back, but I mean, and then we have to dump Chew, that could have a devastating effect on our own support.
Yep.
Don't you think so?
Yep.
It's like Ramsey Clark.
Right. It is. It just undermines your whole base.
Can't go there. And we're going to agree that he could go to... after the election or something like that. If we could just keep the damn thing on till then, and then we just got to settle it. I'm convinced now, in view of Chew's conduct, that unfortunately that we'll have to settle and ram it down his throat, either takes it or not. You know, and he'll have to take it. Or commit suicide.
Yeah.
Well, all in all...
That's too bad. Boy, I was so tickled last night at midnight.
I finally had it. I talked to him.
First time he's been optimistic on it.
Yeah, but we fortunately he was. I told him. I said, Al. I said, I've got this message. I said, but let's remember that something could happen. I'll understand. But I mean, I'm basically more pessimistic because I know how frankly subtle and devious a fellow like Chew is. You know, And Henry is not very good at reading that sort of thing, you know. He wants to believe what he wants to believe, you know.
Yeah.
That's what, well, we're all that way to an extent. But he's done a hell of a job, though, here, though. A hell of a job, Jesus Christ. But the problem is holding the Russians and the others in line.
Yep.
But he cannot go to Hanoi. He'll come back furious, but... Don't you totally agree that would be the worst thing we could do?
I sure do. From our point here, and yeah. if it has to be done for some other reason, then
well,
maybe we have to pay the price. But
no. But the other reason, for his going to Hanoi is to keep them from blowing at this point. But that's too high a price, because if he goes, jewel blow. I mean, you know what I mean? It's just not the right thing to go hat in hand to Hanoi at this point.
Well, Hanoi, in effect, is already blown in a sense. I mean,
that's right.
That's
right.
Newsweek thing is out.
They put out their story. And frankly, in a sense, that was a blessing, because a lot of people figure, oh, well, is it true or isn't it? And although we'll get a few editorials suggesting we ought to take this deal and so forth and so on.
I'll tell you, the whole thing is so complex that I think it's not going to be understood.
I think we can keep it confused if we can just, Hanoi having blown the Russians. The main thing is we've just got to have a private side deal with the Russians. That's the important thing.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to believe Hanoi, Bob. They're just not going to believe them. You know what I mean? In this country.
Yeah.
They're still the enemy. But the Russians, I don't want them starting kicking cuts at us, because they have an enormous propaganda thing that they could do.
Yeah.
We'll work on it.